The events of the past few weeks in Egypt and the Middle East have been momentous, and they have been a real challenge for U.S. foreign policymakers. We want to put it all in a larger context, so we turn to Joseph Nye, professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, a former Assistant Secretary of State for International Security Affairs. His new book is called The Future of Power. He says the definition of power has changed over time.
Historically, people always thought that power came out of the barrel of a gun, and that the winner was whose army wins. In an information age, what we're seeing is it's not just whose army wins, it's also whose story wins. I call the first hard power, the military and economic power, and that ability to attract and persuade is soft power.
How does that apply in Egypt right now?
What you have is, in Egypt, a narrative of democracy. And we have to be behind that narrative of democracy. You have basically hard power, which is, let's say in Egypt, the army, and soft power, which is the story, the narrative which attracts people. And the problem for the administration is they have to work with the government because the government's there, but they also have to work with the people in civil society. And that soft power of narrative is how you attract people in civil society. So it's a little bit like being on a tightrope for the Obama administration. They have to work with the government, but they have to work with civil society and not fall off that tightrope.
That's right. And right now, I don't know if there's a net below or not, because things have presumably gotten a lot more dicey in the past 24 hours. So what's the position for the administration, and what are the options?
Well, I think the administration, as Hillary Clinton has said, wants to see an orderly transition to democracy, but it's easier to say that than to do it. So you don't want chaos in the streets, you don't want the bad guys taking over, but you do want to align yourself very clearly with the aspirations of this younger generation and try to promote democracy. That means getting the Constitution cleaned up. It means if the army takes over, making sure the army really is serious about promoting democracy and real elections, allowing parties to be built, getting rid of the legislation or the decrees that now allow people to be locked up without any justification. So there are a lot of things that are what you might call the building blocks of democracy that we need to try to get in place.
Where does the United States find itself right now in terms of foreign aid? Because the U.S. has been investing $1.3 billion a year. It goes to the Egyptian military. Does that aid bring Washington the power that it once did?
Not necessarily. I mean, it brings some power, but there's also what I call in the book the power of narrative. The fact that we stand for democracy and human rights is just as important or more so than the aid. Remember Obama's speech in Cairo, in which he talked about what the United States stood for. That's very powerful, and frankly, if I had to choose that or the aid, the power of the narrative is perhaps even more important.
And does Washington right now have any voice in Cairo?
Yes, it does. Indeed, some people say American influence has declined in the Middle East.
Declined everywhere.
Well, I think, in fact, in the Far East, it's actually we're stronger rather than weaker than people think. But in the Middle East, there's a lot going on. Some of our policies are unpopular, and we're probably not as popular as we would have been, say, 10, 15 years ago. On the other hand, nobody talks about Costa Rica or Canada's or Norway's or even Russia's influence or even China's influence in Egypt. China, all it did was censor the mention of Egypt in China. The Americans are still the most important country outside of Egypt. Most of what's happening in Egypt is going to be done by Egyptians, but the Americans are still a major factor.
Thank you very much, Joseph Nye, University Distinguished Professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. His new book is called The Future of Power. Thank you.
Thank you.